opinions of what the flight might be like for the Winnipeg Jets. It still had to be tricky to come in and join the team after a little bit of travel. What was it like jumping into the lineup on Sunday?
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, I didn't play up there, so my legs are fresh and, you know, mentally fresh and stuff like that. But it's part of the game. It's pro hockey. I've had worse turnarounds before, so you can't find any excuses. You just got to find a way to, you know, get in there and contribute to a win. Luckily, this group's been playing well, so it's easy to come in.
Well, and what about being able to contribute right away? What was your feeling coming into the game? You knew the team was on a hot streak and just trying to finish off that homestand the right way.
Yeah, that's said perfectly. I mean, you just want to be able to come in, get another 2 points, keep the streak going, and, you know, try to help anything you can. You don't want to try too much because, obviously, you got a little bit of fumes you're running on, but, you know, try to do as much as you can.
We've heard a number of people talk about the reset coming out of the holiday break and the fact the team was told, you know, this is now or never, really, in terms of trying to get back into the playoff mix. Those things are often said in dressing rooms and nothing happens. Why is it different this time?
I don't know. I think that we were always right there on the cusp of doing well. I think that it took us a little bit longer than normal for the guys to kind of gel and be able to get their offense going. And obviously, I think, far from the back end standpoint, I think Combs has been the biggest, and, you know, Appy too. I've been great in the net. And when you have a good solid goalie back there and you can give up chances and they're going to bail you out, I think that gives everybody just confidence down the lineup to kind of make plays and try to score. You know, if you're letting in a lot of goals or your defense isn't as good, I think it kind of tightens you up a little bit more offensively. So I think that's majority of it, is just being able to have the confidence to make plays and, you know, try to win games.
You get Seth and you also get JC back coming out of the holiday break. Gives you some more depth up front and more balance to lines. We've seen some chemistry. But one of the things that we heard the coaches talk a little bit about is having players play in situations that suit them, and guys being able to do what they do best. Have you noticed this team finding a little bit of chemistry that works in those ways?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, is both those guys bring completely different games, but they're just as much important to our team and our team's success. So when they're out of the lineup, I think guys try to overcompensate, and, you know, maybe the decor is trying to score too much, and maybe the some guys are trying to be more skill guys and they're not, you know, so it kind of throws everybody off. But when you have everybody in the right spot at the right time, it kind of just lets everybody kind of worry about their own game and do what they do best, because that's what's going to make us win games. So.
How important has the veteran experience been, the leadership been in the room in terms of carrying that coach's message into action? Because, you know, if the older players don't set the tone, sometimes these ideas never really take flight.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is just to be able to believe that you can do it, you know. I think we knew that we have a group. Obviously, we have a long way to go still here to be able to be in a playoff spot. But I think it just shows us a little bit of optimism that we can win some games here. We can string some games together and go maybe on a run. But at the end of the day, it's going to be about consistency. It's going to be about night in, night out, bringing a top game. And we're not going to be able to take any nights off because we took too many off earlier in the year. So now it's time to kind of, you know, come to play every game.
Eric Dubois, after the game on the broadcast, was asked about three defensemen contributing to the goals in yesterday's win, and had a little bit of a laugh about it, that it wasn't specifically part of the game plan. But it's got to feel good for the guys to be able to jump in and help in that way.
Yeah, and like we were talking about earlier, I think that when everybody's just playing their own game, things just fall into place. I think it happens to be that 3D men gets goals less game, but that doesn't mean that we were out there trying to score, you know, and trying to, you know, cheat on offense and stuff like that. I think it just kind of happened that way with how everybody's roles were playing that game. And, you know, you need scoring, balanced scoring from all over the lineup to do well in this league. So I think having that reassures you that, you know, if the forwards are not scoring one game, the D can kind of contribute and help out there.
In your mind, has Eric Comrie found another level to his game this season?
Yeah, Combs has been good. I thought he was good last year, too. We had more. Hutch was down, too, so we had a lot of good goalie tandem. But I think Combs and, you know, Appy have been great this year. And Combs has definitely risen to the occasion of playing a lot of minutes and giving us the big save when we need it and, you know, kind of, you know, stealing some games here for us. I think we've played pretty well, but I wouldn't say that, you know, our offensive touch is one of some of these games. I think it's definitely our defense and our goaltending that have been able to pull these out.
And important to keep that going. Three games before the All-Star break, you've got Grand Rapids, Rockford, and Milwaukee, big games. Is there a real, you know, sort of energy in the room to make sure you don't slip up after the homestand?
Yeah, I think you want to stay focused, but you also want to stay loose. I think that's kind of our key to success right now. We're not trying to get too stick tight and, you know, try to make, you know, plays that aren't there. I think you go out there, you feel good. And you kind of just go with your instincts, and I think that's the biggest thing to the success of the team as of late, is, you know, you're not thinking too much on the ice and not trying to do too much.
Just going back to Dallas on Saturday, you actually took the pregame warm-up there. Was there maybe some question as to whether or not a guy couldn't go and thought that you might actually get in the lineup that night?
Yeah, there was someone that was kind of a game-time decision, so that's why they had me do it, just to be precautionary.
Look at this season for yourself personally. I mean, you've clearly worked yourself up now to a point where you're an absolute viable recall option. You've gotten in some action and now, you know, next guy up. So is that a source of maybe pride or accomplishment on your end?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, being able to be considered for a call-up is definitely a great recognition. And being able to try to help contribute with the team up there and help them win games is kind of what I'm here for. So I think that they signed me last year and then now signed me this year to kind of be that guy as they can rely on a call-up if they need, you know, if they have injury problems or something like that. So that's basically my job, and that's kind of what I'm here to do. So I think, if anything, it's definitely nice to get recognized, but at the end of the day, it's kind of what I get paid for.
You want about getting a guy like Tucker Pullman back, who obviously went through a rough stretch there with injuries, four games I think back now, named a star yesterday, and seems to be playing very well. So what's that like to get a player of his caliber back now on the blue line for the Moose?
Oh yeah, it's great. And you know, with Pools, I think he just needs to get in a groove here. I mean, he's played a lot now. He's coming back. I think he's probably four or five games since his injury. So I think with him, like, he just gets better every game, kind of getting the reads back. I mean, it takes time, even like, you know, things like conditioning. It takes, you know, you're coming into mid-season form and he's been off for, you know, a month or so. So I think with him, I think he just needs to keep getting in a groove. And I think from what I've seen when I've played with him, he just keeps getting better every game. So
from a development perspective, a guy like Logan Stanley, first pro season, asked a lot of when you guys had recalls up to the Jets and also injuries. What have you seen in his development from when he started? He's got three goals in his last five games, and also from the defensive perspective.
I think the biggest thing with Logan is his confidence from the beginning. I mean, he's a pretty confident kid as it is, but I think he started to settle into, like, you know, confident with the puck, confident shooting. You know, that's why these goals are nice goals. They're not just luck. For him going in, they're great shots, and he's shooting with confidence and he's playing with confidence. I think with him, it's, you know, when he uses his body the right way and can kind of, you know, use his mind, he's a smart player. I think that's when he's at his best game, and you know, I think that's what he's been doing as of the last couple months, and it's kind of elevated his game to the next level.